Thoughts in Meditation, Part 18. When you meditate, if thoughts are flocking, then try to imagine that God Himself is rocking your heart cradle. Sri Chinmoy. God is our highest self. Whatever we experience, God is experiencing in and through us. If thoughts are bothering us and disturbing our meditation, they are bothering and disturbing God. They are blocking us from communicating and connecting with our God within, our own source. God wants and needs this conscious, open connection infinitely more than we are aware that we need this conscious, open connection. And God has the capacity, easily, to dismiss our thoughts. So since God is the one who most wants and needs for our thoughts to be brought under control, the simplest solution is to offer God the task. For God to take care of our thoughts, all we need is to let go of our thoughts and offer them to God. The easiest way to let go of thoughts is to remove our focus from them. The easiest way to remove our focus from thoughts is to focus on something more appealing and compelling. There is nothing and no one more appealing and compelling than God. Just by thinking of God, God's peace, light, and delight, focusing on God, God's beauty, sweetness, and intimacy, concentrating on God, God's mastery, mystery, and transcendence, invoking God, God's fullness, perfection, and satisfaction, meditating on God, God's love, compassion, and forgiveness. All our thoughts are obliterated. And the following is a quote. It is not your mind that is more changeful than the tide. It is not even your thoughts that are more changeful than the tide. It is your love of God that is more changeful than the tide. Sri Chinmoy. To control and transcend the mind and thoughts, ignore the mind and thoughts, just love God more, evermore.